Now, we are heading over to the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District and we're going to talk now to Fine Gael Councillor Kevin Duffy. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, Tara.
So just looking at your recent motions, one of them you were looking for that the council assesses the opportunity to construct a footpath from Mount Prospect into Rathangan and add it to the roads programme in 2027 for consideration. What's the issue there, Kevin?
So anybody who doesn't know, Mount Prospect is sort of a residential cluster just on the edge of Rathangan as you come in on the Monastrevin Road. And there's no pedestrian access, I guess, from Mount Prospect into Rathangan. And obviously, you know, wanting to increase people's ability to have to walk to amenities and facilities, we're asking the council to consider the construction of a footpath. It's about maybe 2.5 kilometres into Rathangan to connect into the existing footpath at the secondary school. So the council is supportive of it. Obviously believe it's a good idea. Obviously it would be quite a large project that we'd have to look at, and it will be something that could be considered for next year's capital programme. So they're going to undertake the assessment to see if it's possible along the verge, and obviously land and issues like that would have to be resolved. But I think there is large enough verges along the road there that a footpath could be accommodated.
Okay, well that's good news. Now the other one was you raised the motion that the council cuts back the hedge along Abbotswood Estate, Kildangan, and repairs the boundary fence along the OR417 Athy Monstrevin Road. It looks like it's grown over the path, making it so our pedestrians having to go onto the road essentially to get by.
So this footpath's on the Monstrevin Road on the kind of Kildangan village heading towards the Thai. There's been a new estate built beyond Abbotswood on that road. Now Abbotswood itself, the estate entrance comes off from kind of near the centre of Kildangan, but the accessibility for some residents along that footpath has been hampered by purely the hedging, and the trees haven't been maintained along that road, and the fencing is a timber picket fence, which is unfortunately in parts rotten out and damaged.
Okay.
So to improve again the accessibility of our towns and villages and allow people the opportunity to walk, and in this location the footpath connects down to the local petrol station and the shop and the few facilities that are there. So the council again, very positive response. They're going to put that into the program for tree pruning and the hedge works after the summer break, when they actually can do these works post September. So they're going to undertake them as part of the winter season program, and we'll get that tidied up for residents.
Okay, well, that's again good news. Of course, the hedgerow, the season you can't cut at the moment, but I'm positive that we're looking at doing it from September. Now, you were looking at the council providing confirmation of ownership of the North Commons North in Suncroft. Just for listeners who aren't familiar, can you just explain this?
Yeah, so the Commons North in Suncroft's kind of a bit like, if I could use a similar analogy, around Pollard Town Fen.
Okay.
It's a common kind of commerage area that there's obviously rights for grazing and other things, but local groups there want to look at how that's outdoor amenity in that space could be used more effectively with some walking paths and things like that. And obviously the start that journey, they obviously want to know who they need to talk to in terms of, you know, local government, but also maybe national bodies, national parks and wildlife and the like. Mm-hmm. So that they can start to develop, you know, a similar kind of a thing as Pollard Town Fen or something like that, that could be an outdoor amenity for residents in the Suncroft and wider area.
Okay, so that there's a report going to be, I suppose, composed for that, and but a good idea, using the space and using it in the correct way. Now, the last one was, you got quite an extensive answer, but you were looking that the council confirmed what areas within the municipal district have been identified by the EPA or the Environmental Protection Agency for inspections in 2026, so that private households can apply for the grant to upgrade their septic tanks.
Yeah, so this is an issue that some people, I guess, in rural areas would be more familiar with. There is grants available from government in relation to the upgrade of your septic tank. But to avail of that grant, you have to be in an area that's been assessed by the EPA as a high risk area, or kind of a higher risk area for these private septic tanks. And more recently, you'll no doubt be aware, and your listeners will be aware, that you know the EPA came out and said 59% of tests undertaken had failed. And there's a huge issue here around older septic tanks that need to be upgraded to you know, reduce that risk of septic tanks overflowing into watercourses or into people's private drinking wells. But one of the really kind of catch-22 things is you have people who want to access the grant, want to upgrade their septic tank, but then their area isn't being assessed. And, you know, part of this question was obviously to try to ascertain, you know, what areas in Kildare have been identified, and trying to push the council on getting more and more areas identified, so that it kind of takes away this kind of catch-22 issue where, you know, people can access the grants more readily, more available. So unfortunately, the answer, and I still haven't got it to date, wasn't provided in relation to what are the specific areas, but I have been guaranteed that I will be provided that information. And so I'm keen to get that, to then understand what else can be done to try to broaden that, them inspections and them areas. Again, I think there's a real opportunity here to be honest, take away the need for an inspection by the EPA for certain areas, and open it up to, if people are willing and want to and their septic tank requires to be upgraded, that they can access these grants so that this work can happen. Because every septic tank that is, you know, maybe below an acceptable level, if that's upgraded, well, it has to be a positive, whether it's near a water course or not, it has to be a positive for the environment. So, especially when the grants are there and available.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for that update. That was Fine Gael councillor in the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Kevin Duffy.